time now for the 12:15 news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for scattered showers with a high of 80, tonight 30% chance for rain with a low of 65. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. The Wayne City High School Scholarship Foundation has announced a host of scholarship awards. Dawson Barnard, Travis Dickey, Kylie Jackson, Sydney Jackson, Courtney Johnson, Claire Miller, Aubrey Noe, and Joey Scott have been awarded scholarships from the foundation. Remington Henson was awarded a Herman L. Hood FFA American Degree Scholarship Award, joining Hallie Anderson, Eric Green, Jordan Greenwalt, and Lindsay Johnson. Clark Anderson, Derek Berner, Caitlin Dickey, and Avery Seidel were awarded Herman L. Hood FFA State Degree Scholarships, joining Nate Barbie, Chastity Greenwalt, Isaac Loker, and Dalton Smith. Jayla Pendleton, Nate Cottle, Kaylee McKinney, Vanessa Shum, Emily Jones, McKenna Kelly, Carrie Gammon, Kristen Keel, Miranda Kenshelow, and Emily Robertson were awarded Henry Fenton Scholarships, and Delaney Bailey was awarded the Mark Barnard Honorary Scholarship. Emily Jones was also awarded the Steve and Paula Earhart Honorary Scholarship. The Oral Lodge Scholarship went to Clark Anderson, the Christian Marvel Scholarship to Travis Dickey, and the Devin Tucker Memorial Scholarship to Leah Marvel. Marcus Durham and Kylie Keel received Bill Lathrop Memorial Scholarships, and Keel was also awarded the Danny K. Smith Memorial History Scholarship. Kent Miller was awarded the Merrill Dean Neff Memorial Ag Scholarship, and he was also one of three recipients of the Chloe and Herb Weaver Memorial Scholarships, joining Delaney Bailey and Sydney Jackson. Bailey and Dawson Roberts received the Carline Collins Memorial Scholarship. Zane Kelly received the Drew Bennett Memorial Scholarship, Dane Horton and Kyle Bora the Edwin and Georgia Bora Scholarships to Frontier Community College, and Avery Seidel and Derek Berner the CGB Joe Ladley Memorial Scholarships. Since its first scholarships in 2002, the foundation has paid out over $770,000 in scholarship awards. More news next.
Hi folks, this is Sandy at Gill Sales. We are soon going to be in the middle of some good old, hot, humid summer days in southern Illinois. It will be time to break out the short pants and turn on the air conditioner. Let us help you here at Gill Sales with your window air conditioning needs. We have ACs in stock from 5,000 to 25,000 BTUs. They will quickly cool the room on hot days and run quietly. With low power startup, they will conserve energy and save you money. Come see us at Gill Sales and Service for your summer window air conditioner needs.
Swing by the Fairfield Save-A-Lot and take advantage of these great deals. Fresh cauliflower, $1.99. Cucumbers, 69 cents. Broccoli crowns, $1.99 a pound. Grape tomatoes, $1.99. And sweet Vidalia onions, 99 cents a pound. Prices mentioned are good through Saturday. Good food, great people, great prices at your Save-A-Lot store, located on West Main Street in Fairfield.
In other news, the Fairfield Park Board will meet tonight at 6 in the shop area of the Leo French Park Maintenance Building. After a financial report and a report from Park Superintendent Chris Jenkins, the board will move on to its two items of new business. Board members are expected to discuss an employee payroll review and the 2018-2019 audit report before adjourning for the night. Wabash Valley College has announced its Instructors of the Year as selected by the student body. Jill Winter is the Outstanding Transfer Instructor. An English and Speech Assistant Professor, Winter has been an instructor at Wabash Valley since 2003. Rhonda Hochgeiger is the Outstanding Career and Technical Education Instructor. Hochgeiger is a Social Services Specialist Instructor and has been at the college since 2014. D. Ray Etzkorn is the Outstanding Adjunct Instructor. Etzkorn is an adjunct instructor for the Concealed Carry Program and has taught at the college since 2013. The instructors have been awarded for their ability to teach effectively, inspire enthusiasm for learning, and show respect for their students. A federal judge has rejected a challenge to Governor J.B. Pritzker's authority to impose stay-at-home orders on churches in the battle against COVID-19. Yesterday, U.S. District Judge Robert Gettleman denied a request for a temporary restraining order by two churches in Chicago and Niles. They wanted to hold worship services while reducing seating, designating entry and exit points, offering hand sanitizer, and cleaning facilities. One did hold services this past Sunday despite the stay-at-home order. Gettleman dismissed a comparison between churches and grocery stores, saying churches are more comparable to schools, movie theaters, or concert halls where people still cannot gather. He also said the virus can easily spread in churches despite efforts of congregants, adding the desire to hold services cannot outweigh the health and safety of the public. The churches have filed notice that they will appeal the ruling. The state's order had previously been modified to allow the exercise of religion, but only in gatherings of 10 people or fewer. Fairfield Public School District Superintendent Dr. Scott England says the district's registration is planned for July 14th and 15th. He says it is impossible to predict where public restrictions will be in the coming weeks, so the district is exploring the possibility of holding online registration.
Something that this district has wanted to do for a while is explore online registration. And so, again, let's find the positive out of mandated shutdowns. I contacted our software company, our student management system, Skyward, and said, we're ready to begin having the talks of online registration. And so we actually have the training to see what it's going to take to transition to this, and I'm not saying that it will be completely ready, because we don't quite know what all it entails, but we do know that it would be for families who have already registered and attended our school district, that since their information's already in the system, that they would be able to easily register online.
Dr. England also reiterated the district is in a holding pattern with regards to its graduation plans, and no concrete details have been set. He says there will be some form of graduation ceremony, but it may not look like normal ceremonies from the past. In other district news, its food delivery program will run through May 29th. The pickup of student belongings is also ongoing today and tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pre-K, kindergarten, and first grade students will have their items distributed on the south side of the north side building on Parkhurst. Second and third grade items will be distributed in front of north side on First Street. At Center Street, fourth grade items will be distributed on the north side of the building. Fifth and sixth grades will be on Second Street on the school's east side, and seventh and eighth grades will be on Douglas Street on the school's south side. Families should remain in their cars and wait for a staff member to assist them. The Wayne County Board will meet tonight at 7 with a relatively light agenda. The meeting will be held in the upstairs courtroom of the Wayne County Courthouse in order to comply with required social distancing mandates. After approving minutes from last month, the board is scheduled to hear from Supervisor of Assessments Jody Poole, who is requesting the appointments of Jim Elliott and Jansen Vaughn to the Board of Review. The board will then move to various department, office, and committee reports, though the agenda does not call for any special action or requests from any department. Board members are scheduled to enter executive session to discuss personnel and union contracts, and a vote regarding the matter is possible upon their return to open session. People's National Bank has awarded $38,500 in scholarships to 77 students throughout Southern Illinois. Each student will receive a $500 scholarship based on the exhibition of positive leadership and character in academic, community, and extracurricular activities. Wayne County winners include Caleb Smith and Sarah Tim from Cisney High School, Alexia Gonzalez, Alexia Hobbs, Caden Taylor, and Lainey Milner from FCHS, and Avery Seidel and Kylie Keel from Wayne City High School. The state announced 1,677 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 192 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 84,698 cases and 3,792 deaths. No new cases were reported in the immediate area yesterday. The Jefferson County Health Department said it sat at 100 total positive tests. Williamson County had increased to 52 cases, and Marion County sat at 48 cases. Wayne County had no more positive tests yesterday and sat at 8 total cases, 2 of which have been released from isolation. Saline County had reported 5 cases, Lawrence County 4, and Richland County 3. Edwards County remained at 2 cases, along with Hamilton, Clay, and White counties. Wabash County held at 1 confirmed case. The Madison County Board discussed the possibility of reopening the county earlier than prescribed by the state in a meeting earlier this week. Chairman Kurt Prenzler described it as a good-faith, bipartisan effort to form a plan to reopen. After a meeting with the Madison County Board of Health, he said the plan balanced public health, constitutional rights, and the county's economy and jobs. Board member Ray Wesley supports the plan, though he says it could be tricky for businesses licensed by the state.
I understand they're in a different predicament than some other business owners, but we can't lose sight of the fact that we've got other small businesses in this county that don't have licensing issues and don't have other issues, and they need an opportunity to open up. They need for us to step up and get them back in business.
Under the plan, there could be a full reopening of Madison County by the end of June. Governor J.B. Pritzker has said he would consider withholding federal pass-through funds to counties ignoring his stay-at-home order.
Counties that try to reopen in defiance may not be reimbursed by FEMA for damages they cause because they ignored the law. Local law enforcement and the Illinois State Police can and will take action. To the small minority of businesses that choose to ignore the medical doctors and the data and to ignore your legal obligations to the residents of your communities, there will be consequences.
The governor also said businesses and individuals licensed by state agencies will be held accountable for breaking public health orders. Governor Pritzker has announced funding for Illinois hospitals and local construction projects. Kim Howard reports.
The governor says $25 million in grants will be available to local governments and school districts to help pay for planned construction projects.
This will keep key public infrastructure projects in the pipeline and will support the return of skilled labor to job sites for the busy summer season.
Additionally, the state is providing $75 million to Illinois hospitals to continue the fight against COVID-19.
Many of which are facing a shortfall in revenues due to their need to provide capacity for the potential influx of COVID-19 cases.
At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The Illinois General Assembly will convene in Springfield for 3 days next week to take up a spring session workload long delayed by the pandemic. House Speaker Mike Madigan sent a letter to Minority Leader Jim Durkin yesterday setting the session for Wednesday through Friday. The House will meet at the Bank of Springfield Center instead of the traditional Capitol setting, presumably to take advantage of the convention center floor for social distancing. The Senate, half as big as the House, will meet in its regular chamber. Lawmakers have been absent from the State House since early March, and the Assembly's spring session calendar had been scheduled for a May 31st adjournment. Lawmakers will follow guidelines from the Illinois Department of Public Health to prevent the spread of the coronavirus, including pre-session testing. That's the news. Area deaths next.
John's Butcher Block in downtown Fairfield remains committed to their community. They will continue to open their doors for you as long as they can during this coronavirus outbreak. It is business as usual. Thank you for supporting them as they support you. Hashtag, we are all in this together. John's Butcher Block accepts cash, check, and all major credit cards and link card. They are located across from the Fairfield City Hall.
Built on dedication, Graver Post Buildings has earned the trust of thousands throughout the heartland. A major leader in the post frame industry, you can turn to us for advice, best price, and most durable, long-lasting products and buildings in the country. Buildings for agriculture, commercial, residential, and even new roofs. We have the staff, crews, and supplies to handle your project. Turn to Graver Post, a tradition for over 45 years. Call us today at 800-264-5013. Visit us online at graverpost.com or drop by our showroom near Odin, Indiana.
It's the quite simple, we beat everyone's price giant super sale you've been waiting for at J. Wildeman Ford Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Carmel. Up to $10,001 off new Journey, $10,001 off new 300, and $13,001 off new F-150s. We are saving you every dollar we can. Over 300 pre-owned vehicles available. Over 70 vehicles, $79 to $199 per month with approved credit. See all the bargains at jwildermanautoplex.com. Stop by for a friendly buying experience. We appreciate your business.
Currently in Fairfield, it is 81. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones Financial Representative, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 23,362, up 114. The NASDAQ is at 8,805, down 57. June crude oil is at $26.90. That is up $1.61. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 24-year-old Zachary James Maxim died on Tuesday. He volunteered at Hope Ministries Food Pantry. Zachary Maxim is survived by his parents, Toby and Neva Maxim of Fairfield, siblings Charles Maxim of Louisville and Caitlin Maxim of Fairfield, four grandparents and one great-grandmother. Private services for Zachary Maxim will be held at a later date, and cremation rites will be accorded. Memorials may be made to the Hope Ministries Food Pantry in Jeff. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury and Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast. For today, scattered showers are possible with a high of 80. 30% chance for rain tonight with a low of 65, and a 60% chance for showers tomorrow. Tomorrow's high will be around 75. The outlook for Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, scattered showers are possible on Saturday with a high of 75 and low of 62. Thunderstorms are possible on Sunday. Sunday's high will be around 75 with a low of 52. Then partly cloudy on Monday. Monday will have a high of 65 with a low around 50.